Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
And welcome to The Art of Decluttering. I'm Kirsty Ferrugia.
And I'm Amy, and we are in the studio for a brand new recording session today. This is the first of quite a few episodes to be recorded.
First of 2020.
First of 2020, first in the studio. How was your Christmas, Kirsty?
It was really lovely.
Were you at home or in Melbourne?
Yes,
or tell us about it.
Home in Sydney. I just had a nice staycation for a few weeks. It was lovely. And I'm clearly down here in Melbourne now.
Yeah, but not just fly in, fly out down in Melbourne. You're down here for propers.
Yes, for a couple of weeks with my kidlets, visiting our cousins and parents and brothers and sisters and you.
Visiting me. Our kids are playing together today, which is really sweet. They played together yesterday and they just had the best time. It was really lovely.
Yeah. How was your Christmas?
Lovely. Poor Jesse got sick, so we spent Christmas Day tag teaming. One parent had to be home all day because he was on the couch running fevers and really sick. So it wasn't quite the Christmas Day we'd hoped for, but then we got to go away with our family down to Rye for 4 days and we did laser tag and we did lots of beach time and it was really fun. So I'm excited to be back at work because everyone knows I love work. So I've been back seeing clients for a week now and podcast day, and we have one of my clients in the studio with us today.
Yay.
Welcome, Lex.
Hi, everyone.
Yay, welcome, Lex.
Thank you so much for having me.
So excited to meet you in person.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here today. Thank you.
We decided to invite Lex in because Lex has been one of my clients and we've been working in her home. I get to go down to Blairgowrie and it is just beautiful. And one of my little habits that I don't think I've talked about on the podcast yet is that Lex, I don't even know if you know this.
No, I don't think I do.
After I see you, I go home via the front beach. And I stop and I do a grounding thing because I'm never at the beach and I love the beach. So I take my shoes and socks off and I go into the water for about 5 minutes and I just stand there and I smell the smells and feel the feels and all the things. And I put my shoes and socks back on and drive home.
That's beautiful.
I do it every time. It's the best. It's really nice.
So we have got you in, Lex, to hear about your experience as a client of Amy's and client of ours, and also just to learn more about you and hear some of your story and what makes you unique. And we know that our listeners are going to get so much out of your lived experience. It's going to be awesome.
So how did you first hear about the art of decluttering?
I actually just kind of stumbled upon it. I was a big Becoming Minimalist fan with Joshua Becker.
He's awesome.
Yeah, we were actually in personal contact.
No, stop. Okay, tell us more about that, please.
Well, actually, it's sort of a funny story. I got really upset on their Facebook page because people were talking about decluttering their pets. And it really upset me that
fair enough.
You shouldn't declutter your pets. So he personally messaged me and we had a chat about it. But that's kind of how I started with the decluttering, was through that. And then I found that the American ones were a bit harder for me to relate to. I really wanted an Australian one, and I came across your podcast and listened to it for a while. And then I just kind of went, you know what? I need to do this. Like, I'd been doing little bits and pieces, but I had really big vision of what I wanted to achieve. And I thought, I actually can't do it in my current state of overwhelm without having someone to come into my house. And that's when I got in touch with Amy, and she came and helped me absolutely massively. So that was a few months ago. And yeah, the effect has been amazing. Really, really, really good.
Tell us about that.
Well, I think it was really funny the first time that you came and we did my kitchen, because I thought, that's such a weird place to declutter. So I'm a single mom. I've got a 2-year-old, and so I'm always overwhelmed. And we started in the kitchen, and I thought, okay, you know, we'll see what's going on here. But that was about 6 months ago or so. And literally everything is still where we put it. So cooking, cleaning, like the flow and effect of even just that one room, cooking, cleaning, so much easier. Don't ever have to like, oh, where is this? Where's that? Like, you always lose your Tupperware and all the little bits and pieces that go with the sippy cups and all of that. It all has a spot, and it always goes back to its spot. And when you told me, we started there because it was less emotional, so it was easy for me to declutter it. It kind of blew my mind, because you eased me into the really hard places.
And there were some hard places.
There were some that I was like, can we just not? Can we not do this? But it did ease me into, you know, there was one session where I just went, let's just get rid of everything. And, yeah, so the way, the process and that you have to go through with the decluttering was just made so much easier by having Amy physically in my home talking me through it. Yeah.
So lots of people listening have done that. They've either decluttered their kitchen, or they've decluttered a space in their home, and whether with a professional organizer, but mostly by themselves, and yet they haven't had the breakthrough that you have had. They haven't been able to maintain it. What do you think? Why do you think you've been able to keep your kitchen clear and been able to make it last? Because often people do that, and 6 months later, they're back in the position they were.
Yep. So my main living room, we did have to declutter twice. That was sort of my catch-all area, and that was a tough one. But everything else has been fairly easy to maintain, because everything now has a home. So I don't have all these extra things, and the philosophy that Amy taught me behind that. So if you have something that's in a box, it's not being honoured. That was a huge like light bulb moment for me, because my walls were bare. I wanted to put things on the wall, but I just was too emotionally overwhelmed to figure out where everything went in my house. And so once I thought about that, I was like, if it's in a box and it's going to stay in a box, it should just go. If it's in a box and I love it, put it on the wall, put it on display, and actually enjoy it. And that meant it was so easy to decide what goes, what stays, and what I want to put on display. So I think that was a really, really big thing. And I couldn't have done that on my own. I would have just gone back into, I'll take a couple of these homewares out, I'll leave the rest in a box and go through it again. Because that's always, you go, I'll go through it later. I'll figure this out later. So I think that made it really easy for me to stick to it. Learning all these systems so that things I was listening to it today on the podcast, don't put it down, put it away. That's like, oh my God, because every time I'd go, oh Amy, I'll just leave it here and I'll put it in the room. No, put it away. But it saves you so much time in the long run, because you don't have this pile of stuff that you're going to put away later. So I think that was a really, really big thing.
Yeah, and that's what we find, you know, that's what I find with my clients too, and we talk about often, is that it is that little pile becomes overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely.
And because that little pile doesn't stay a little pile, because you just find more and more items that belong in the bathroom or the laundry or a bedroom, and it just becomes so overwhelming that then you're like, nah, I'll do that later.
And that's and you that never feeling do. Of overwhelm, I find that so paralyzing. That's something that and that paralysis where you look at a room and you go, I don't even know where to start. That's why getting Amy in, she knows where to start. She's like, we're doing this. We're going through the, no, we're not judging the papers. Yes, we're going through the papers.
I'm sure we had that conversation like four times. Not the papers. We'll get there.
Actually, can I say my favourite moment?
Yeah, please.
We spent a whole session doing my bathroom. And Amy and I were sitting on the floor, completely surrounded by all these toiletries. And she turned to me and she said, is that literally everything? And it was like, this look of shame came on my face. And I was like, there's a little bit more. And I went away and I came back with this huge, like, professional makeup rolly. Just full of toiletries. And that was, I was like, I promise this is it. This is the last one. But we got rid of probably like 75% at least. Yep. Just got rid of it. Just, and I haven't, people say to me, have you regretted anything you threw away? And I think I accidentally threw away one cord that I needed. And that's it.
That's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And absolutely. The minimalists have that great rule of the 20-20 rule. So if it takes you under 20 minutes and under $20 to replace it, then that's a pretty good thing to regret.
Yeah.
Because it's a pretty quick replace.
Yeah, all the benefits far outweigh that small regret.
Exactly.
What? How did you feel? So you'd listened to the podcast before you rang Amy, but how did it feel opening the door to Amy? Like how were you feeling before she arrived?
A bit nervous, but it's so funny because you feel like, I feel like I know, even though I've just met you today, Kirsty, I feel like I know you as well. But it was like opening the door to an old friend. it was really easy. Amy's so easy to get along. I mean, you both are, but, you know, it was just so easy. The process was really easy and a lot easier than I thought it would be.
And on the flip side, what was something that Amy did that you may have got your back up against, like back up initially, but then melted or didn't melt because maybe you haven't melted?
The sentimental items, that was really hard. But again, they sat in an old suitcase and I was like, I'm never going to look at these, or old cards and things like that. I was like, I'm never going to look at these again. But that was hard. That was hard to do. And she did just sit with me at one point. I was like, I'm kind of getting a bit overwhelmed, and why don't we just go and have a cup of tea? Okay, we'll go do that. Or at one point I was like, can I just duck down to the shops and grab a coffee? And just left her to do her thing for a little bit, because she makes it really, really easy and to feel comfortable with her and to be able to just say that, I'm not, she picks up on it anyway. What do you need? What do you need right now? So, yeah. So we move past all of those really quickly.
Are you loving getting into decluttering in your home, but feel like some of the things just aren't staying how they should, or you're finding piles or recollecting around the house? Are you getting a bit frustrated that you're not seeing the success that you thought that you would? Well, Kirst and I are excited to let you know about our online decluttering course that teaches you not only how to get an organised and decluttered home, but really importantly, how to keep it that way. So we would love you to come and join our course community. We have an interactive and amazing Facebook group, and all of the course is self-paced, so you can jump online whenever you like and go through our 6 modules that will take you from being overwhelmed to an organising guru. So just visit artofdecluttering.com.au/course and come and join us. We can't wait to have you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Lex, one of the things that you told me about quite early on in us working together was your philosophy of having a team around you. I would love you to share your philosophy and go as deep into that as you like, because I think that will really, really resonate and help a lot of our community.
Yeah, thank you. So I had a pretty tough pregnancy. My daughter's 2.5. I had a pretty tough pregnancy, and I think a lot of people can relate to this, so I will share this. I was put on an antidepressant during the end of my pregnancy with anti-anxiety medication, and I was on that for quite a lot of time. And one of the things that I found was that that overwhelming feeling was actually almost worse on the medication than off it. And I, when I feel overwhelmed, when I feel, when I know that I'm struggling, I will put together a team of people to help me. So in my team, it's usually my first point of call will be a GP, my GP to talk about my fatigue, what I'm feeling, what I might need. Do I need to get blood tests done? To look at my health, that's obviously really, really important. I have an osteopath who's amazing. I get tension headaches, so she just fixes me, and she also does this amazing relaxation technique that is like having a long nap, which who wouldn't love a long nap? So that's really, really important. I talked to a psychologist, so you can go and get a mental health care plan, and you can get 10 subsidised sessions in a year through Medicare. And then also Amy was on my team. Oh, I will add, and I did get a cleaner for a while. That was, I was like, I've got this big plate, I've got all these things on it, what can I take off? I'll get a cleaner. That was a big thing. And then I was like, what am I spending too much time on? Organising, which was just moving stuff from one place to another place. It wasn't, it never felt better. And so Amy was part of my team. And her coming in and what she's done in my house, it wasn't just the physical clutter that really shifted. It was the mental clutter was the biggest thing. And actually after a few sessions, after a little while, we'd been working together, I actually went off my medication. So I'm medication free now. Wow. I don't need it anymore. Which I actually probably wouldn't have done without you, Amy, like honestly.
Wait, 'cause I didn't know that. That's amazing.
But the space that was created for me mentally meant I started pursuing my passions again. Yeah. I started to become me. You know, I started singing, I started writing. I had space to date again. It just transformed my life, really. Which is a big statement, but it's true.
I saw it with you more than I think I've seen it with any other client, where the flow-on effect was like into every single area. Like you've started a new business.
Yeah, well, and that was really crazy because like one of the first little things where it was like the universe was telling me something was I'd had these curtains on Marketplace for a really long time, and they were beautiful curtains. There's nothing wrong with them. I just hadn't thought about them. And Amy said to me, why don't we make a for sale box? We'll put it by the front door. And I put the curtains in there. And literally that afternoon I got a message saying, I'd like to buy these curtains. I'll transfer the price and postage to you. And that day they were gone. Like, and I'd had them there for months, and I was like, okay, that's a good sign. So then I decluttered the garage. The garage is a huge one for everybody. But because I didn't have this issue with, oh, I might need that, I might need that, I just got rid of almost everything. And at that point, all that was going on with the business suddenly came to fruition. It was like I'd manifested it, and I needed a space to store my stock. And I had my garage. So it was like, yeah, it was probably only like a couple of weeks later. Suddenly I've got a garage full of stock for my new business, which is amazing. And I think to myself, I reckon that was because I made space. When you get rid of that rubbish and you make this space for so much better stuff to come in. So, yeah.
Can you give us a quick promo for your business? Tell us about it.
I wasn't going to, but yes, please. So my daughter's name is Sage, and the umbrella business is called Simply Sage. And I am a primary school teacher, but left because I had my daughter. And being on my own without a lot of support, it was too hard to return to work. So what we've designed, I had a lot of people helping me in the education field are these beautiful little show bags called Very Important Prep show bags. And they're for kids going into prep, and it's got all these cute little things like a wristband and stickers and sticky notes and a pencil and crayons and maths games with dice that actually get them excited about going into prep, because it's a hard transition. It's hard for parents and it's hard for kids. And I used to teach prep, and yeah, so I'm really excited about it because I really believe in this product and kids will just love it. So I can't believe that with all of the changes that I've made in the last, you know, few months, that this has come into my life. Yeah.
I can. I can totally believe it because I have been privy. You've been in our course community, our Head, Heart and Home course, and it has been beautiful, absolutely stunningly beautiful to see you blossom and see you come into your own and to be the most, one of the most encouraging people in our course community. Like you're always in there encouraging people and cheering people on and inspiring people with your own story, like with this story that you've just shared and all the other things that we are privy to see. And I absolutely love your heart for yourself. But also your heart for decluttering, like for this story. You've like, this has been transformational for you, and so you're really passionate about it being transformational for other people. Mm. Like you're in not only in our private Head, Heart and Home course community, but you're in the Art of Decluttering community Facebook group too, and you're always encouraging. Like you're always people's cheerleader. And it just shows your heart for other people, and it shows what a strong, passionate woman you are, that you love community, like you're really passionate about community and you're really passionate about seeing transformation in other people. So thank you for being an inspiration to me and Amy as well.
Oh, you're going to make me cry now.
I'm crying. I'm crying thinking about you.
No, thank you so much. I see those people sometimes and I'm like, that was me.
Yes.
And you don't have to be there.
Yes.
And it's actually really easy once someone helps you. You build your team, and not everyone might have the same resources to build an extensive team, but there are resources available to build your own team either way, in any way, shape or form.
Yeah. I love that. Kirsty, who's on your team?
That's a good question.
Have I just thrown you up? I was thinking about it. Do you want to share mine first while you think about that? So I've got a psychologist on my team who I adore.
We should all have them.
I cannot recommend it enough. My GP is on my team. My cleaner's on my team. My Pilates instructor is on my team. My chiropractor's on my team. And my church family are on my team. Like I feel like I've got a big team.
Yeah, it's a good team.
And I rely on different, I think what you were saying, like, Kirsty is the head of the team. Kirsty and Cal, of course. but you rely on different parts of your team in different seasons. And I love that. I think this team concept is transformational. Yeah,
because we're not the West, like Australia, you know, we don't have the same community that, you know, our grandparents or whoever had. We don't have that anymore. So it's so nice to not be isolated when you're feeling isolated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. I love that I love your heart, Lex, because it doesn't need to be a paid team.
Mm.
You know, like you don't have to spend a lot of money to have a team. You don't have to spend any money. Like our Facebook community is part of that team as well. And that, like,
absolutely.
I'm thinking about, you know, I just can't sing your praises enough, because I'm really thankful for your story of team, because I think that is, if people listening are desiring a team around them, that we want to encourage you to be creative and thinking about how you can build that team around you.
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's so many things. You could join like a local walking club or a choir or whatever it is that's your passion, to find that community spirit.
Yeah.
Or the church. Church is fantastic for community.
Yeah.
Kirst, who's on your team? I know you're trying to avoid answering it, but I'm just going to pursue it.
So I'm not avoiding it. You're reading way too much into it, my friend. So obviously my immediate team is Simon and the kids, and then you are my biggest cheerleader and kicker up the bottom. So I'm very thankful to you. And I am learning, and I've been really learning over the last couple of months that it needs to be broader than that. Like, it does need to have, I've had seasons of broader friendships and having more people. Like, obviously I have a doctor on my team, and I have our good friend Owen is my osteo. He's a avid listener and avid member of our community. He's on my team. And I have...
You've got cleaners? Have you still got cleaners?
Yeah. Yep. I have cleaners. And we... I have a really amazing supportive friends from the kids' old school. And it's old now because we've just moved schools. And I am looking forward to what 2020 brings me for church family and for... more community. But yeah, I could talk for hours about all the people that I do have on board, but I do think it's really important and really important to figure that out for your unique situation. You know, you can have just an online community, you can be in lots of different groups that love and support and see you and hear your heart and really see you. And it doesn't... It can be all online. It can be a combination of online and offline.
Talking about combination of online and offline, Lex, just to finish up, give us your interpretation of the difference between having a professional organiser come into your home and then the added benefit of the Head, Heart and Home course, because you're in a unique situation where you have both in your team.
Yes. Well, look, I think the biggest thing, like, I love the Head, Heart and Home course. You guys have done a really, really good job with that. The live calls are just awesome. That is like a little community. We were chatting away on a Sunday night. I really, really enjoyed that. But the modules at your own pace just make it a little bit... It's different because obviously having a professional organiser come in, Amy really pushes me and, you know, sometimes I need to kick up the bum as well. But doing the modules at your own pace, like, that might be more manageable if you are someone that finds the idea too overwhelming to dive in headfirst, to do those smaller declutters and be able to move through it at your own pace with that extra support of talking to you guys every week. And the Head, Heart and Home Facebook page. That's huge. That's a really good page. And, I love the course. I found it so helpful for me as well, especially when you started the journey. It's like, I used to say to Amy, I'm going to get you in to lose the last 5 kilos.
Yeah, I forgot that you used to say that all the time.
And then and then I was like, actually, I needed to come in and help me lose the first 5. I had started chipping away at it, but the Head, Heart and Home course is a really good way to get started and get over some of those hurdles as well, I think. Yeah.
Oh, you're so amazing. Good. You're an amazing mama. You're an amazing woman, and this business is going to be amazing, and we're just so thankful for you, for the gift of you in our lives, and I'm just so thankful for who you are and the gifts that you give to the world.
Well, I'm so thankful for you guys. I mean, your podcast and then having Amy come into my house. Like I said, it's literally transformed my life, and it's a big statement to make, but it has. So it was so worth it, and her and I becoming friends as well. Like, I just, you know I love you.
I know. I said to her, I had a brand new client on Friday, and she said, I feel like I know you because she came through the podcast as well. And I was like, well, I become best friends with all my clients. Yeah. It's totally fine.
And I'm like, I have special tea bags just for Amy.
Yeah. It's my favourite tea ever.
Why? Which tea is it?
Oh, it's so good.
It's like peppermint tea with mint oil.
With mint oil in it. It's unbelievable. So good. On that note, Lex, thank you. Kirst, thanks. It's been a fun episode. And we will be back next week in your ears. Do we have a Facebook or a iTunes review or something, Kirst?
Yeah, we do. We have one from Sunshine Anna. She says, clears my mind and space. Always a great listen when I'm hanging out the laundry. Great bite-size info to act upon. First, Amy and Kirsty clear my mind and give direction, and then I get to clear my space and make positive changes for me and my family. Thanks, girls. Wish you lived next door for over-the-fence chats and laughs.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's, did you write, are you Sunshine Anna? That just like confirmed everything that you just said.
I love it when the reviews match up.
I know, not even so planned.
Have an amazing week. We will see you next week. See you over in the Facebook group.
Yay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.